بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. A very warm welcome. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we listen to your curious questions and discuss topics that are related to Islamic upbringing. Well, in this program, our experts give you the advices based on the Holy Book of Quran and the Ahadith of Noble Prophet. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified progeny, and also the narrations of Noble Imams. May Allah be pleased with all of them. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Brother Liaquat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaquat is a research scholar in the Hafs al-Miyakum who has a wealth of both religious studies as well as psychology. So, Brother Liaquat, we are glad to be with you again here. And today, we would want to talk about a very important topic, that is gratitude. You know, like many teens, I would say many parents are actually very possessive about their kids, especially when they're in their teenage. So parents become more possessive. But teenagers do not see that as a positive thing always. And, you know, you, as you said in the previous episode, they seek independence. But how do we teach them to be grateful, even for this concern of their parents or like any other thing, even in their day, like how they start with their day being grateful? So we just want to know about gratitude.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this topic of gratitude is described in both Islamic point of view, like from an Islamic point of view, as well as psychological point of view. And from both these sides, of course, like from psychology as well as the Shia Islamic point of view, I would say, there is a lot of emphasis on the topic of gratitude,
yeah,
or being grateful, or like having the sense of thankfulness,
yeah,
you see. You know why? Because when it comes to fitrat, or the concept of being the self, which we are created,
yeah,
and the fitri essence, or the essence of a human being, which is kind of same in all of them. Like example, the mother's love towards her child. Okay.
Yeah.
This is found like some 10,000 years ago, where there was a mother example. And she had a baby, and it is also found now, the mother loving her son or daughter like the child, and it's also found like maybe like for how many years later as well, where there is a mother, she will definitely love her child. You see, this is called fitrat. Likewise, the sense of thankfulness, being grateful to the giver, example, is also found in the fitrat of human being, example.
Right.
Okay, so over here, I would say gratitude, like feeling thankful, feeling grateful, okay, is one of those aspects of the inner being of a human being.
Right.
Okay? So unfortunately, this thing might be covered. Okay, it can be covered.
Yeah.
Example, there was a time where the mothers used to hate, unfortunately, they used to hate having daughters. Whenever they used to give birth to a daughter, they used to hate it. They used to hate themselves. When it was asked, why are you hating yourself when you gave birth to a daughter? She is a Rahma example. Yeah.
Yeah.
She used to say, you know, the society, what will the society think about me, about
always
my
thinking of society, unfortunately.
You and see, over here, there's some external factor which covered the fitrat.
Yeah, let's explore that after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere, stay tuned.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and Brother Liaquat Abbas is here. We are discussing gratitude in the life of teenagers. when to teach them, how to teach them, and how important gratitude is. Yeah.
So I was talking about the mother not having love towards her child, okay? Especially when it is a daughter. Okay. So something, there's some external factor which is being covered over here, which is covering up the essence of a human being. So even over here, about the teens, they should be having the sense of gratitude naturally, inbuilt in themselves, having this sense. If it is not having in them, if they are not having, then something is affecting them. Even not just the teens, even a human being like an adult as well, okay? Having, being grateful, being thankful, okay? These are the inner sense of the being, okay? So now, coming to the Ahadith point of view, okay? We see gratitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings is very important. And if a person has gratitude, then it will lead to the increase in the blessings. So I was listening the other day, like probably a week ago or something, I was listening to a speech of Maulana Ali, and he's a very good speaker, of course. So see, he gave a very good example. Basically, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a blessing, he gives you some time to digest the blessing. When you digest the blessing, he will give you another blessing. He'll give you more, basically. If you don't digest the previous blessing given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Hey, you're trying to say by digest, you mean when you're thankful exactly. For the previous blessing?
Yeah, yeah, I'm just coming to it. So if you don't digest and more food is given to you, then the person might vomit everything. Yeah. So here, the concept of digesting is thankfulness. When you're thankful, it means that you have understood
then
that
this is
a blessing. Okay.
Then when only you'll get more.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Now that you have this connection that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are acknowledging it and you are grateful to it, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at you, he has the capacity. He is acknowledging it. He has the capacity to get more. And then Allah will give you more. You
indeed.
See, so this was a good example by him. Basically, he was using the word digest, like digesting the previous blessing, which was really eye-catching for me. And of course, a lot of narrations are over here where gratitude is spoken about, I would say, be it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and from Amirul Mu'mineen as well, where Imam says, Shukrun ni'am. Yazidu fir rizq. The Imam says, if you are thankful for your blessings,
it will increase your sustenance.
It will definitely increase in your sustenance. Now, this sustenance is a very big word. You know, la in shakartum la azidannakum. Over here, the Quran says, if you are thankful, I will increase you.
Yeah.
Now, they say you is a very, very big thing, you see.
Yeah.
It's like it can go up to the capacities. Example, the human having capacities of getting more blessings or getting more levels in this world and the hereafter.
Yes. Well, we'll discuss this more. Let's take a short break here. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Ya muqiyal khayrat. Ya muqiyal khayrat.
The Prophet ﷺ said, a righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise.
Well, so far we got the concept of gratitude and how it increases the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, Brother Liaquat, getting back to teenagers, how do we teach this concept to teenagers? Because teenagers don't digest each and everything. So how do we teach them this sense of gratitude?
One of the ways from a psychological point of view is to write down three positive things.
Okay.
Three positive things that happen during the day. Which is, of course, which creates gratitude into their daily life. And, of course, studies have shown that gratitude increases happiness and decreases depression.
Yeah.
When you see there is positive thing in your life, okay? So my word to the teens, over here is to write down. And of course, we have spoken about writing down and its benefits in the previous episodes as well. But over here, writing down the positive things. Okay, I am grateful today because of this thing. Of course, a teen can be grateful because he's having parents.
Yeah.
He's having money. He's having wealth. Example, he's having house. He's having all the facilities. Okay, but something had happened today in a positive way to that person. And of course, you know, a teen can come to me or you and can ask, okay, you know what, today nothing positive thing didn't happen to me at all. Anything, like, it was all useless. It was all nonsense. It was all, like, waste. It was all, you know, the negative part, a lot of it.
Yeah.
So over here, you can tell the teen, okay, my dear, look. The very fact that you have come towards me, okay, and you're discussing it with me, isn't it a good thing? Okay, this is number one.
The
whole day you have been breathing, exactly. You're able to see, okay, giving them points where, like, he is having something, the teen is having something which the blind people doesn't have. Example, the vision or the ability
to see. Those who are deprived.
Exactly. The ability to walk, the ability to stand, the ability to use, the ability to eat, the ability to taste
food.
Speak everything over
here.
Be
with parents.
And of course, so few teens have problems with their parents. So there's a reason we kind of bring everything to the self, to the teen himself, about like what things the teen is possessing or having, you see. So yeah, writing down three positive things in their daily life, whatever had happened, will give them a sense of hope, and this itself will decrease depression as well.
Yeah,
and it's a technique, of course.
Yeah, thank you, brother, for being with us, and thank you for all those techniques. And dear teenagers, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so many things. Like Brother Liaquat said, you have eyes, you have other kind of blessings. And utilizing blessings in a proper way is actually expressing gratitude. Gratitude is not always saying Alhamdulillah verbally, but gratitude is actually utilizing the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a right way, in an appropriate way. And not utilizing them in an appropriate way is ingratitude. So let's be mindful of our blessings and let's use them carefully in a proper way so that we express gratitude verbally as well as practically. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Do you know? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect will.